This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A U.S. security envoy discussed with Israeli officials on Thursday how to better protect civilians during their war against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group in Gaza. And President Joe Biden appealed for lives in the Palestinian territory to be saved. Chris Dingham from Reuters has more.
As Israel pounded the Gaza Strip on Thursday, Washington's envoy was in Tel Aviv to discuss how its ally could better protect Palestinian civilians in its war on Hamas militants. Here's White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby.
One of the things that Jake did talk to him about was progress in the war and where the Israelis think it's going to go.
At an event in Bethesda, Maryland, Reuters asked U.S. President Joe Biden if he wanted Israel to scale back its assault on Gaza by the end of the year.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives. Not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
Meanwhile, in the Rafah area of southern Gaza, dozens of wounded people were taken to the hospital on Thursday after an Israeli airstrike targeted a house. Paramedics said six were killed in the airstrike and dozens were injured, including women and children.
Chris Dignam from Reuters. Congress is departing Washington without a deal to pass wartime support for Ukraine. President Joe Biden's administration is still racing to negotiate with Senate Republicans who are demanding changes to U.S. border security policy. And the Senate plans to return next week in hopes of finalizing a deal to place new restrictions on asylum claims at the U.S. border and pass the $110 billion package of aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security needs. But the House showed no sign of returning to push the legislation through the full Congress. Lawmakers leaving the impasse unresolved through the holidays means the Biden administration will have to rely on a dwindling supply of